We're going to take normal footsteps to the closest building here from the erosion, from the shoreline here.
Okay, here we go. 23 feet from the erosion is the next building, and that's the old armory.
The short walk is across a narrow strip of mud tangled in broken willow roots. It's September, and less than 4 months prior, the community's multi-purpose building stood in this spot. A spring storm nearly wiped it away when about 30 feet of land was lost to the river overnight.
It was during a day of Memorial Day.
In May.
At the end of May.
Napakiak City Council member Walter Nelson and Napakiak Mayor Joanne Slatz remember that storm.
And that's when we got word to go down and check the erosion. Sure enough.
Overnight.
It ate up so much.
The city, tribe, and Native Village Corporation moved the building the next day. It didn't take long. They all knew the drill.
How many people does it take to move a building?
Crew of six, that's it.
Harold Ilmar is the City of Napakiak heavy equipment operator. He says to move a building, just jack it up, slide a steel trailer underneath, and drive on.
It's easy.
How many houses have you moved, or buildings?
I don't know, over a dozen. Still got more to move.
Napakiak has been picking up and moving buildings for decades. That is, when they've had the equipment and crew to do it. Otherwise, the structures were lost to the Kuskokwim River.
I think this was back in, what year was this, 90?
Clarence Richteroff was 10 years old when his and his mother's house was nearly swept away.
And I can just hear her, Eli, good morning, wake up, wake up. And then as soon as I woke up, then I was like, what, what? And then she was like, look, look, it's flooding, it's flooding.
The river was at their porch. His neighbor rafted over to check on them, and both his and his neighbor's houses had to be moved to the other side of the village. In the Napakiak City Office Building, City Council Member Walter Nelson and Mayor Joanne Slatz unroll a stack of maps to show what's been happening. The edges of the maps are frayed and torn.
Our poor maps, they've been opened so many times with different entities.
They're just worn out.
They're just worn out.
On one map, a series of long, hand-drawn lines stretch across the paper. Each marks where year after year more land has been washed away. The last line is dated May 2018. Nelson picks up a blue pen and adds another line, further inland for September.
This was our boat landing area for the whole community, but it's all gone now.
More than 80 feet of riverbank has been lost since the May storm. In the last decade, about 500 feet has disappeared. To prepare for October's notorious storms, the community laid sandbags and tarps over the crumbling bank. But even community leaders did not expect them to hold. Again, Walter Nelson.
We just noticed from this year how fast it's escalating.
Yeah, so it seems like the distance on these lines from just from 2012 to 2014, you know, it's like three times that already in 2018.
Exactly.
It's the same story across Western Alaska. Rising temperatures are weakening the land's natural reinforcements like permafrost and shore ice and strengthening the eroding forces like rising water and storms. Now in December, the river has frozen in place, giving the community time to plan. And the biggest question to answer is what to do with the critical, immovable building that sits less than 200 feet from the ice, the Napakiak School. Reporting in Napakiak, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.